Every time the words carbon tax are mentioned, our political leaders seem to have a collective nervous breakdown. The latest example being the speed with which the government killed off reports that it was planning a new tax on light vehicles to try and clean up dirty emissions to help Australia meet its Paris climate change targets that, of course, Australia signed up to.
This is a complete beat up. There is as much chance of a carbon tax on cars as Elvis making a comeback. There's been consultation going back as far as October 2015 on fuel efficiency standards, and the government has made no decisions on the policy to go forward in this particular area.
Environment Minister Josh Frydenberg channeling the King on RN Breakfast with Frank Kelly this morning. Bit of an Elvis reference there. But the government is consulting with industry about new fuel efficiency standards, which 80% of the world has embraced, but Australia is still to adopt. Janet Rice is the Greens transport spokesperson. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Patricia.
The government has been consulting with the vehicle industry for the past 18 months on new emissions standards. Why is it taking so long to get something worked out?
It's a good question because we are lagging behind the rest of the world. The process has been going on, and what we understand has happened was there was a discussion paper that was released publicly last December, but what was released just recently was a bit more detail as to how it would be rolled out, and that's what the car industry reacted so badly to this morning. And it's a complete beat up and a scare campaign because in fact there's one thing that I quite a rare thing agree with Josh Frydenberg that's not a carbon tax that's being proposed, but some measures that would shift us to having more fuel efficient vehicles.
You say, you know, you agree with Josh Frydenberg, but he also has said he doesn't want to pursue this idea. So he may have said that, but I don't think the government has a lot of appetite for this.
No, although I think what the information that's been presented as part of this discussion paper, it's such an obvious thing to be doing that I can't see the government walking away from it. And in fact, you know, if Josh Frydenberg is taking his cues from Elvis, now's the time for a little less conversation and a little more action. And the type of action that's being proposed, which is basically bringing in more fuel-efficient vehicles, it's actually going to be a really big win for consumers and drivers as well as for the environment. And so if we have more fuel-efficient vehicles, your average driver would save over $500 a year in fuel costs, as well as reducing the carbon pollution that causes climate change.
Well, the car industry obviously has a lot of skin in the game. Stricter emissions could push up the cost of vehicles, meaning sales might fall. But also, if you look at it for the consumer, under the model the government is looking at, it's an extra $5,000.
Well, that's the scare campaign. So basically, the industry was saying, you know, it could be an extra $5,000. That's if nothing happens. That's if we didn't have any of the new technology that's brought in, which in fact already exists in the US and in Europe and in China. And so what the car industry's $5,000 was based on was saying we keep exactly the same car fleet that we've got in Australia today, and then in 5 years' time under these new standards, you know, shock horror, it won't meet the new standards, and so then there'd be these extra penalties. But what the government's modelling shows is that the approximate extra cost per vehicle to bring in these new standards would increase the cost of the vehicles by about $2,000, but you'd get that back in fuel savings of at least $500 a year.
So you'd pay more, but you would pay at least $2,000 more, but you're saying...
You'd pay approximately $2,000 more, but you get that back by your fuel savings over 4 years. And most cars, of course, you're driving it for much longer than 4 years, and then it's all bonus money after that. So it's, as I said, it's good for reducing our pollution and bringing it down to the sort of levels that cars all around the rest of the world already are achieving, and saving money at the same time.
The government readily concedes that 80% of the world has mandatory standards. Even a country like China, for example.
That's right. We're really lagging behind.
But how dirty or less efficient are our vehicles by that comparison?
I think at this stage, what's being proposed is to bring our vehicles down to about the same level as what they are and what they're intended to become in the US, China and the European Union. And of course, in Europe, you've already got car manufacturers now that are saying they're going to be phasing out the production of internal combustion engines and moving entirely to electric vehicles. And if you've got electric vehicles that are being powered by renewable energy, they are going to have zero carbon carbon emissions. So that's the direction we're heading in, and these fuel emission, these standards are just sort of part of the push to get us there, so that we can be, you know, meeting our standards and playing our part and taking action to be stopping really, really dangerous climate change.
Labor says it has no plans for a carbon tax on vehicles, but it also says that it wants stricter emission standards. Aren't they the same thing, trying to have it both ways?
No, I mean, so this isn't, basically it's not a carbon tax on vehicles. All it's saying is that there are going to be regulations brought, you know, quite reasonable regulations brought in to say that the efficiency, the fuel efficiency has got to improve, and the stick that the government's proposing is saying, if you don't actually bring the standards, bring your fuel efficiency down, well, then you're going to have to pay a penalty. But, of course, the thing that needs to happen is to bring the fuel the efficiency standards down, and then the penalty won't need to be paid.
So given all of this, you heard the Josh Frydenberg interview. Do you still think that, despite everything he's said, that the government does have an appetite for some reform here?
Look, I certainly hope so, and they need to. I mean, we really can't continue on with the government as soon as there's some tiny amount of opposition to back away. They really need to sort of stand up to scare campaigns like this, because we have signed up to meet our Paris targets, and these are the sort of measures that need to be taken if we're going to go halfway towards meeting them.
Janet, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks very much, Patricia.
That's Senator Janet Rice. She's the Greens' transport spokesperson.